On June 1st of last year, James McDonald, a member of the Army's 5th Cavalry, was medevaced to Germany after his Humvee was hit by a roadside bomb. Diagnosed with traumatic brain injury, he ended up back at Fort Hood, Texas, and for the next several months dealt with day-long nosebleeds and short-term memory loss. And according to his mother, Joan McDonald, tried hard to convince his superiors he was battle-ready for a new assignment in Iraq.
He was told that he was undeployable, and he said, "No, I'm going to get back there."
But on November 12th, James McDonald was found dead in his apartment on the base. There was dried blood on the floor that had flowed from his nose and ears. A military autopsy ruled out homicide, suicide, or drug abuse, listing the cause of death as undetermined. The McDonalds are pushing now for a new autopsy, hoping to prove their son's brain injury was to blame for his death so he can be listed as a combat casualty.
They want to make it sound like he died from nothing, you know. Undetermined, what is that? He deserves to be recognized for what he did.
Current estimates suggest more than 300,000 Iraq War veterans suffer from traumatic brain injuries, but Dr. Dean Cron, a psychiatrist at the Madison VA hospital, says McDonald's death 6 months after his injury is unusual. Still, he says he's worried about the increasing number of veterans who will be dealing with such injuries for the rest of their lives.
We don't really know the long-term course of that.
Meanwhile, the McDonalds continue their effort to convince the Army their son should be listed as a combat casualty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.